blessed to be able to be in the house of God this morning. Our health is not as well as it used to be. We're not as able to go as we used to be. And I'm glad to see a lot of my friends that I've known down through the years here. But I'm glad that I've got one friend that I got acquainted with, 1975, is here because he come with me this morning. Amen. And I just want to exalt his name and praise him. I guess I'm probably still one of the old type that still believe what the Bible said, lest you repent, you shall all likewise perish. I guess that's what this modern generation is calling legalism. But if that's legalism, just give me more of it. Amen. The Bible said, Jesus said plain, unless you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And I'm glad. Thank God they didn't have to bring the Roman road there the day that I got saved. As a matter of fact, if somebody had come along with it about that time, I'd had more to repent of, but I guess I'd have whooped them first. Because me being a drunkard, I had better sense than that. Amen. I know good and well it takes the workings of the Holy Ghost to get a man in. It's old-time Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. I've said it a lot of times. Turn with us to 1 Timothy chapter 5. I don't testify just for a minute. But I've said it a lot of times. I didn't hear nothing about God. Didn't want to hear nothing about God. But God thought enough of me to come to me. When I was in a bed of sleep, brought old-time Holy Ghost conviction. I couldn't eat, I couldn't sleep, I couldn't drink, couldn't get along with nobody. That was on a Wednesday. I made God a promise, if you let me live to Sunday morning, I'll go to the house of God. And I didn't say I'd sing in the choir or get into Sunday school. I told him plain, if you let me live to Sunday morning, I'll be at the house of God and I will repent. Amen. Thanks be unto God. That's some things that's fading today to be preached to our generation. His Holy Ghost had a conviction of the drawing power of God, of breaking hearts, of humbling people, of getting them to seek God with all their heart.
I don't know how you got in, but that's the way I got in.
And I'll tell you what, he didn't come just to turn over a new leaf. He come to rake your whole yard when he comes. Amen. He makes a difference. 1 Timothy chapter 5, I'd like to say I appreciate the two messages we heard Tuesday night. Brother Winkler, Brother Milby. I told Brother Milby yesterday, Lord sent that message he preached Monday night just directly to me. Stirred some things in my heart that hadn't been stirred in a long time. And I went to home church last night and just kind of exploded on it. And I ain't got it off my mind this morning. So we'll go back and read some in 1 Timothy. And chapter number 5, I'm going to read several verses. But I'm going to take my text out of one verse. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 14, I will therefore that the younger women marry, quit this shacking up and living together, young women marry, bear children, guide the house, and give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. For some already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the Scripture saith, Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Now that verse right there would preach a little while on gospel. Amen. Then them that sin rebuke before all, that others may fear. Does your Bible read like that?
Yes.
Amen. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels, that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partakers of other men's sin. Keep thyself pure. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before the judgment. Some men, they follow them. Likewise, also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. If correctly reading these few verses of Scripture, I want to take my text out of verse number 22, and three little words that I want to try to use this morning for a text. Last part, that lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partakers of other man's sins. Thank God, then he said, keep thyself pure. Amen. I'll preach on that just for a little while. The Lord being our helper, on keeping yourself pure. Amen. God bless your heart. I'm telling you right now, you can put on clean clothes, and you can walk out yonder in the yard. Especially if you got a white shirt, you don't have to get too close. Until you'll get it smutty, dirty, and everything else. But God bless your heart. God's Bible is telling us, thank God, to keep yourself pure. Don't be sticking and mingling your nose into everything that come along. God bless your heart. God meant for us to be holy and walk and God upright in this life.
Amen.
I feel kind of mean. God bless your heart. I'm just about sick and tired of this generation. I saw soap and preacher. They've swapped wives so many times. Amen. Some of them, my man said one time, but God took a rib out of Adam to make him a wife. Hey, some of our preachers today, if they took out a rib for every wife they had, they wouldn't have a rib left. Amen. And still trying how to stand and preach the Word of God. Men, you hear me. I keep yourself pure. Amen. I keep yourself right with God. Make sure that you follow Him. Hallelujah. I can't keep you and you can't keep me. But I'm glad if I'll be led by the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. I'm glad He will lead us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Gonna give out already. God said it. You know, there's some keeping for us to do. Keep His commandments is one of them. He that saith, I know the Lord, and keepeth not His commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Hereby do we know that we know Him if we love Him and keep His commandments, and His commandments are not grievous. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying get in, brother. I like that song you sung. I get in this old King James Bible. Have the roadmap. Read it. Walk in it. Live in it. Water in it. Make it. Your means. Every day of your life. I've got down the last few years, I'm a pretty popular preacher. But I'm telling you right now, I'm sick and tired of these preachers today. Get up, Brother Henderson, and act like they're preaching and get right to a point and turn and go around it. Amen, but I about got the word. Amen, if I get up to a point, amen, just back up and bust it and get with it. I bless your heart. Thank God somebody said, y'all not preach. Again, send the Word of God. Give us more authority than that. He said, them that sin, rebuke, before all, that others may fear. Amen. Thanks be unto God. We don't see any of that anymore. Keep yourself pure. Now, as many people as they in this church, I'm pretty well qualified. They's some professors is not possessors. I can't get you in. None of these other preachers can't get you in. You only get in one way. That's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know what? You're going to have to die to yourself and come alive in Christ Jesus. Bible said that he that liveth after the flesh shall die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify or kill the deeds of this body, ye shall live. We need the Holy Ghost dwelling in us. Amen. That we follow Him and keep ourselves pure. I've heard people say, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Now, there's one or two things. You're either a sinner or you're a saint. You show me a sinner saved by grace in that Bible. Paul called them saints. I might well hit this other nail while I'm there. Amen. Somebody said, Apostle Paul repented daily. Where's that in the Bible? Paul said, I die daily. Other words, every morning when Paul woke up, before he ever hit the floor, Paul crucified his flesh, and got up and walked in the Spirit of God, in the direction that God wanted him to go. Kept himself pure. Don't everybody shout all the same time.
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you right now, it's time we woke up to the reality. We played church long enough. I preached at my home last night. And I asked him a question, and I'll ask you the very same question. How long has it been since you found you a place somewhere to pray? Got all by yourself. amen, and prayed through and got God how to open the doors of heaven and let you just come in and sup with Him and Him with you. I'll tell you what the most of us do. Amen. Get to house, throw the Bible down, pick up the remote control. Amen. God bless your heart. It's time how that we got back to some good old time holy living. Thank God, like our forefathers. We talk about our forefathers, how the meetings they had. You ought to try to live like they live. Mind if I preach?
Preach.
I used to work for a man. Back before, a long time before I got saved. I wasn't nothing but a drunkard, a whiskey maker, a bootlegger, but his wife, he was just about as sorry as I was. But his wife was a good holiness woman. Amen. And that woman, all the years, Brother Milby, that I worked for that man, she never did mention the Lord Jesus to me. But just the way she walked, the way she dressed, looked like a woman instead of a man. Amen. It had an effect on me, Wayne. Thanks be unto God. I hate to be around her. Why, preacher? Because I felt condemnation around her. One morning, we started loading the stuff on the truck. Saws, axes and everything, getting ready to go to the woods. She walked across the road with a milk bucket in her hand to the barn to milk the cow. She never said a word, just walked across the road, went off down, commenced a milking. Directly I heard something in that barn that sounded like a bunch of Comanche Indians. I ain't got on the warpath. She come out of that barn, amen, a shouting and a slinging that bucket of milk, and never spilled a drop of it. You think that didn't have an effect on me? I'll tell you what, if you will, keep yourself pure before God, it'll have an effect on the people around you.
Amen.
You might not have asked me. It's just time we woke up to reality. Hey, man, let's go. I have been preaching now this book, a book of Jude, for probably the last month. Ain't God can't get shit of it. It just keeps on stirring and stirring in my mind. Amen. Let's look at some things that Jude said. And it do you and I good to take heed to it. Jesus said one time, what I say unto all. Amen. God bless your heart. It's going to be a pitiful day on the day of judgment when you stand before God and you've been deceived or deceived yourself. And God says, depart from me. I never knew you. Hallelujah. You better make sure that you have been born again. In the book of Jude. Now remember, keep yourself pure. It don't just mean down at the church house. He didn't mean for you ladies to come into the church house with a long dress of sweeping the floor. Get back out on the outside with your Bermuda shorts. How you put your pants on, look like a bullfighter out of old Mexico. God meant for you to keep yourself pure. Ain't God held in at home, at church, at Walmart, everywhere you go. Keep yourself pure. Do you preach that before you preach, or where you go to church at? Come up there and find out. If I didn't, I wouldn't preach.
Come on, preach. Yes.
Book of Jude, verse number 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you how the common salvation it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Yes.
You ever noticed today they are not seeking that faith that was once delivered unto the saints? The devil is taking the Word of God out of just about every home in here and other homes. Somebody said, I'm afraid some of these days they're going to take them in and take the King James Bible away from us. You don't have to. You're giving it away. You're swapping it for HIV. I didn't say NIV, I said HIV, which it means death. I'm just an old King James fanatic. That's what got me, that's what's keeping me. And that's what Paul would have preached out of if he'd have had it. So he just preached it and pinned it down for us. Hallelujah. It's time we get back. Earnestly. Thank God with everything you got. See how the old path. Thank God, and when you find it, walk therein. And you shall find rest unto your soul. But you know what they're saying in 2015? Same thing they said in Jeremiah. They ain't going to do it. Ain't going to do it. Earnestly contend for the faith. I wonder what that faith was. It was faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in the Word of God. How you remember over there in Acts chapter 2, when Peter preached, thank God, and they said, men and brethren, what must we do? He said, repent, every one of you, thank God, and be baptized, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's a promise to you and to your children and all that are afar. Now, are you contending for that? I preached a watch night service. Church was packed out. It's nearly as big as this, and it was packed out. And I preached on dig a well or go to hell. Everybody in there was really getting with me. I said, now, y'all getting with me while I'm preaching, but I said, in the morning, it being the first day of the year, I said, I'll tell you exactly what you'll do. You'll go home, lay that Bible down, pick up the remote control, and stick your head in a football game. Amen. That's not earnestly contending for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Read on over. Come on.
Yeah.
Smile. I'm going to hush in a minute. And then you smile. I remember one time, there was a man of God in the book of Acts. He was off dinner at a big revival meeting. I mean, they were having revival meetings. Holy Ghost spoke to him. I said, Philip, said, go down in the desert and join yourself to the chariot. Ain't God, I may scratch his head. Why do I have to leave this revival? I'd have go down there in that desert. But there was a man down there that was earnestly contending for the faith and he needed some help. Hallelujah. We need to wake up and realize how our young generation is crying for something. Putting them in the back room, giving them a computer, shutting the door ain't going to get it for them. How to get them in a penitentiary. Getting them a cell phone that they can do anything, we'll draw anything up on. Now, I'm not against cell phone. I'm just giving it again, giving kids to do anything in the world they want to with them. Carried my wife to a doctor a couple of years ago. Watch your time limit on it. Amen. Hank carried my wife a couple of years ago to the doctor's office. I was sitting there in the waiting room. And there was a little boy, I'd say about 10-year-old. And when they called for him, his mama had to go over and get him by the coat, amen, and lead him back there where the doctor was. You say, what wrong, preacher? He had something stuck in his pocket with them buds in his ears. Had a cell phone in each hand. Amen. Thank God that's a reason why you young ones won't mind. That's a reason why how we've got all how these unwed mothers today, juveniles, delinquents, we fail to seek the old path. You say, preacher, times have changed. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Times have changed, but God ain't. About 2 months ago, I carried her back to the same doctor's office. You can get mad if you want to.
Come on.
Carried my wife back to the same doctor's office. I sat in the waiting room. I could see my truck was up on the second floor. I could see my truck out there. I left my pistol laying in the truck, Brother Henderson. Got up there and they had one of these old colored televisions hanging on the wall. Come on. Amen. I bless your heart, and I got so mad. Thank God I know they could see my face turn red. Almost pulled the chair up from the floor. Had two men. I come out there and I hugging one another and a kissing. People sitting there and enjoying it. Amen. I bless your heart. No wonder. Sodomy's so bad. Pumping it in their homes. Right in front of our children. And the preachers. I won't preach anymore again. I looked out the window and seen my truck. Boy, I wished I had my pistol in here. And much more than got that off, Brother Mike, till there was a white woman and a colored man walked out there. God help us! Lord, what a generation how we're living in today. He said for us to earnestly. That means to fight. How the generation and the times and the wicked spirits that we're striving again today. It is a continual warfare and a keep of the faith of God. Earnestly. Bible said till John the Baptist the laws and prophets were preached. After him the kingdom of God was preached. And men pressed their way into it. I've heard preachers tell somebody they come to the altar, get down and read to them, and tell them, said, you just got saved whether you know it or not. I've got a witness sitting right back here. My youngest granddaughter brought us down here the other night. I got a witness sitting here. He was there both times. When they set in to try to read and to take a coach her in, old Paul just stood up. Thank God and told them to leave her alone. Amen. God bless your heart. Thank God. Amen, God. Matter of fact, there's a fellow that I work with, I used to. Amen. He's about 66 years old. I preach to him every day. We work side by side. Hey, God, I preach to him. He said, I know you're right. I retired 10 years ago yesterday. I got word Sunday before last. And he went off down in the woods. Amen. Made things right with God. I come out a shouting. I with both hands a waving. I chose me. How did God? Is still able to save.
Amen.
Every church today just about needs a lean-to built to it. When anybody gets under conviction, they'll go out there and put the knob on the inside where these readers will leave them alone. If you're one of them, I'm talking to you. Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Philip went down in the desert. Here come that old Ethiopian who had been up to Jerusalem far to worship. Did you hear that? Far to worship. How many times did we do that? Go to church far to worship. Come away just like the eunuch did, dry without anything. Philip said, do you understand what you're reading? He said, how can I except some man to teach me? And the Bible said he got up on the chariot and began with the very scripture and preached unto him Jesus. That's what. Y'all, you young preacher back there, you just keep preaching. Hey, amen. I'm going to pray for you. I bless your heart. We need some old men of God. That's got enough backbone about them. How to open the way and blaze a trail for our young preachers and show them the works of God. Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Preached unto him Jesus. I've often wondered, maybe some of y'all preachers can help me when we get through here. But he told him, said, you feel a unit said, here's water. What hinders me to be baptized? Now I want to ask you something. Where did that come in at? Ain't nowhere in Isaiah about water baptism. I'll tell you what he done. He preached in Christ. Thank God he took after Peter. Amen. The message Peter preached back over, repent and be baptized. Philip took it up and carried it down to the eunuch. Brother Jones, Brother Milby, Brother Henderson, I want to take what y'all men have laid down before me and carry it out to some eunuch in the desert. Now, what was I preaching on? I forgot. Do you remember? Keep yourself pure. I figured you'd forgot it. Keep thyself pure. Let me tell you right here what he said. We go on down through, and I'm not going to read it all. He told them, beware, for there some men crept in unaware. Who were before of old ordained for this condemnation. Amen. I find in this Bible where there's two ways that they can get in. One of them is in Corinthians when he said it was no marvel for Satan to transform himself into a minister of righteousness. We've got a lot of devils today standing behind the pulpit. Thank God for pretending to be preaching and tell folks you get right with God. You can live and do just anything you want to. Bible said it taken the grace of God and turned into the last savings, giving them license to sin. And then in Deuteronomy, you'll find where God told them. He said, if there's a dreamer of dreams, or a prophet come amongst you to turn you away from me, he said, don't you go. He said, it be I the Lord, I'm trying you to see if you'll stand.
Yeah.
I tell you, don't you eat up everything just because they say I'm a man of God. Oh, help us, Lord. I've got to get out of the way. Amen. God bless your heart. And it goes on about Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen. Where they turned to fornication and strange flesh. Everybody scratching their head and wondering what's going to happen to the Sodomites. Why, God done told her. He's going to burn every one of them if they don't repent. Lord, help us. Goes on, talks about Cain and Balaam, Baal. Amen. Let's go down to the last part and then I'll sit down and hush. But look at verse number 20 of Jude. Verse number 20, he said, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves. Boy, I hope the preacher preaches a message that gets me lifted up. He said, build up yourselves. If you depend on me to build you up, you'll never get it. How long has it been since you got off of yourself and just had yourself a good Holy Ghost fit, just you and God alone? About 2 years ago. It ain't been that long since. But I'll tell you a story about 2 years ago. I went down in the garden. I cut an oak tree. Brother Mike, and gather cucumbers and stuff. I was kind of low and depressed. I don't want to ever get that way. You don't ever get that way, but I do. I was out there cutting that oak and feeling sorry for myself. God spoke to me just as plain as He could speak. Set that bucket down. I set that bucket down on the ground. He said, now you look up. Amen. I looked up and He said, lift up your hands and begin to worship me and thank me for what I've done. I come to myself, Brother Milby, about three rows over in the mater patch of glorifying God. Amen. What happened, preacher? I was a building myself up in the most holy faith. Hallelujah. Most of us, when we get that way today, we want to turn on Joyce Meyer. Benny Hinn, Joel Osteen, build up yourself in the most holy faith. Build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. I said praying in the Holy Ghost. Not just running your mouth for sweet, pretty words.
Yeah.
Scribes and Pharisees could do that.
Right.
They'd get out on a street corner and for a pretense make long prayer.
Yes.
Sometimes it don't take but just one or two words if you get in tune with heaven. Sometimes you don't even have to pray at all. God can see that heart and bless you before you get there.
Amen.
Amen. Keep. There that word is again. I wonder how come that to be there. Back over it said, keep yourself pure. It said, now keep yourself in the love of God. This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. And His commandments are not grievous. Keep yourself in this book and what God says. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some having compassion, making a difference, and others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted with the flesh. Now listen what he said. If we'll keep ourselves pure, keep ourselves in the love of God, keep ourselves where God wants us to be, now unto Him that is able. That is able how to keep you from falling and to present you faultless, you're faultless before presence of the and of His glory with exceeding joy. Thank God if you'll keep yourself in the love of God. Keep yourself pure. Keep yourself. Isaiah said it was a highway. A highway of holiness. Thank God. He said, get on it. Walk on it. Don't turn right. Don't turn left. Thank be unto God. Build yourself up.
Amen.
Then God can present you faultless. Hey, whoo! Just think about that. What God can take an old bootlegger, moonshiner, whiskey maker, amen, save his wretched soul. Amen. You know, it didn't take me no 2 years to learn to wear some clothes either. You ain't gonna catch me out on the golf course with a little britches where termites eat the legs out of them. I believe a man or woman ought to clothe their nakedness. Amen, Dave. Somebody says God don't pay no attention to the way you dress. Well, you explained to me then when Adam and Eve dressed theirself, He come along, He changed their garments. Hey, well, something about the garments that they didn't have on that He didn't like. So He made some, amen, that He was satisfied with. You come to my house, I don't care how hot or how cold, you'll find me fully clothed.
Amen.
Most of the time it's overalls, but I'm fully clothed. God will teach you if you let Him. We got this bunch today, they said, oh, you're just a legalist. If that's legalism, give me more of it. Amen. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, power, both now and forever. Remember now, keep thyself pure. And it says, keep yourselves in the love of God. We like to talk about God's keeping power, but there's some keeping we got to do. Amen. God bless you. I'll just hush. Amen. Before I get the whole crowd stirred up like a bunch of hornets. God bless your heart. But it's time that we got back to the old time way. Amen. I'm telling you right now. Thanks be unto God. I'm getting sick and tired of it. So many days I'm going to tear them on bus. Amen. Bringing little ladies in the church house. I with nothing on but a blouse and a pair of black breeches in on under them. I don't know what you call them. But that's a tackiest looking mess. Amen. Fair clear dress ain't long enough. Sew some on it. Or buy them some it is. Amen. Fold them. Make them look like a lady instead of a man. Amen. Brother, it's yours. I'll hush before I get my killing. Come on.
Amen. Love you. Appreciate that good preaching. Amen.